evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. As always, in spite of who I am as a person, I'm David Pizzo. With me, in spite of who they are Benjamin, Gabriel, and Tracy. How are you gentlemen tonight?
Feeling like an airhead.
Just letting it go, brothers. I'm just letting it go.
When the bell tolls.
Hey, actually, Tracy, I figured you was toting the eggs.
I was toting the eggs. And...
Indeed. So some of you may have figured out already, because you read the title, that we're reviewing KFDM's new album, which I think Ben's would tell us if they're, what, 87th? Anyway, there's so many fucking let go. Because I felt Gabe didn't have enough bleeps or bloops. And so this was how I was going to get some ultra heavy beat in his life. I also know Tracy's a huge fan of this genre.
Totally.
I know this is going to go over. This is a my Tracy moment in terms of how this is about to go
I was so excited for this album.
I could tell. I was thought about putting the Ministry Blast early for you, but shit, dude. Anyway, I appreciate you all pushing through it. I just like KFDM, and this album was a lot of fun for me because I'm a whore. I like what I like, and I like KFDM. We reviewed Hyena. Was that 2 years ago, I guess?
Yeah.
That didn't go great for me. What did people give that album? I shouldn't have looked
at that. I feel like that was...
I don't think it was a disaster, but it was... What remember the grades
speak,
were on
speak
that?
Speak for yourself, David. Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Exactly.
B-, A-, D.
I'll let you guess which one mine was.
Gabriel Duper. So, well, shit. Anyway, this is an album, and I picked it, and I love KFDM. They themselves don't assert that they're metal, so we don't necessarily have to fight on that hill, but it's just metal elements, and I like it. And this was a lean month, unless you picked Motorhead.
I mean, there's a reason I did what I did.
So many reasons. Oh man! But anyway, you know, I've loved this band, my God, since 1991 or some shit. I mean, just, you know, decades of conceptual continuity, as they often assert. And I've been on the journey, and you know, they've changed in a bunch of ways. Lineups have changed. They stopped. They started again. They were in Seattle. They were in Chicago. They decided America was heinous and abandoned Chicago and moved back to Germany. Now Germany's fucked. So who even knows? So they've Sasha Konietzko, Captain K, has been on quite the journey. But I would agree there's a fair amount of continuity in these albums. I would not assert this is fundamentally different than Hyena. It's a little less random.
Let's have a little conversation about that. So I think the last time we checked in with KFDM, they were basically throwing on a jukebox and you know, inviting us to you know, close our eyes and like just like chew some stuff on the jukebox, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trying to show that they were versatile, essentially. They're, you know, they were doing a lot of genre hopping, and it sort of had a party vibe. I'm not sure. I'd have to listen to it again. That might be too big of an ask, but that's what they were doing. This album is
not that
a step in the direction of stylistic consistency.
That's a nicer way to say it than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say, Tracy?
This album's boring. This album for me was boring, and the only time it really kind of drew my attention is the fucking like laughing hyena bit, and I'm like, really? That reminded me of the, what was it, Ben Stewart laughing during the Limp Bizkit album.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, okay, if this is the only part that I really remember from your album, this is not going to be good.
Well, before we go any further, this is their 23rd studio album. It was released on February 2nd, 2024. On Metropolis Records, has a runtime of 43 minutes and 57 seconds. It is Sasha Konietzko, Lucia Cifarelli, Andy Selway, and Andy Blacksugar. Then MC Ocelot came in and laid a verse down. So that was pretty nice. So anyway, back to you, Tracy, and you telling us this is the boring album.
I mean, I mean, there's not much else to say behind it. This album's kind of boring. Well, I think the absurdity jukebox style, the first one kind of like was enough for me to latch onto and how I listen to music, that it was like, I guess, kept me interested. And this was just like, I don't know, there was just nothing really for me. Like, what they decided to go on stylistically and stick with throughout this album was just not something I was interested in.
What you're saying is there was only one genre per song.
And they stuck with it the entire time. I want to say they stuck with the entire genre. I feel like that's worth what it is. Album.
Mm-hmm. So I believe with the last album, to kind of just echo what Gabe and Tracy have already said, that I felt like it was a bunch of old dudes like showing us their vinyl collection and what their influences were, which has its time and place. But this one is much more thematically consistent.
Yes.
You know, and the last album had a little bit of this problem as well. And maybe I'm just misremembering their earlier catalog, but I remember KMFDM, and I think I said this in the last review, so it's going to be a little bit of copy and paste, I guess. Them being angrier and having more politically to say. And they had a little bit of that on the last album with a couple of tracks, and I guess they got a little bit of that here.
Some here too.
But it's, I mean, but then again, I guess, like, fuck, dude, 23 albums. It's not 1991 or 1994 anymore.
Right.
I mean, that's 30 years ago, 32 years ago. And so as for a bunch of dude or, you know, performers pushing, they're probably late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, especially with the success that they have had. Not everybody can be as pissed off as Al Jorgensen in this space is.
Interesting. I think Fleeing America took it down a little, how mad he was, because some of the last albums he recorded in the U.S. were pissed, and we haven't reviewed those yet. So, yeah, I think the anemic post-nation state malaise of Germany has gotten to him anyway. Yeah, I never recorded 23 albums, so I don't pretend to know how one sustains that. But no, he's not Uncle Al, which would be worse for Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much worse for me. I think part of it is also like,
bless you.
It, like, this album feels like it almost like a late 90s alternative album.
I mean, that's when they were making albums. So, you know,
I don't know that I see that, but maybe I'm too close to it. The call is coming from inside the house. I don't know.
There's like moments in here where it's like I'm hearing like, Third Eye Blind and like little Gwen Stefani and some fucking some other stuff. I'm like, yeah, this is very much a David and Ben, the calls coming from in the house at the moment, just too close to them.
Maybe I'm not really sure what that means, but I think that there are pieces of this album where they latch on again to the political stuff that they that fire that they had before, very few and far between here, but where it comes up, I'm into it. And there is one particular moment where they switch up the genre in a very slight way that I also appreciate. And the lyrics are always doing really weird, really silly things. I don't know what happened there.
Serious.
But yeah, I mean, look, if you like electronic music, that's a little bit, it's trying to be a little bit weird like that. And that if you like that, you're going to like it. But
accurate.
It doesn't sound a whole lot like KMFDM to me.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, because I think that there was a little bit more of that fire like on the previous album, even though the songs were kind of annoying in that they didn't just stay in one place. They were jumping all over the place.
They were.
And that's a personal thing. Not everybody finds that annoying. Some people find that entertaining, or if they're of the right age, they're like, oh, I got that record. That's nice.
Some people are Tracy. How many genres are in the song?
Some people are, in fact, Tracy.
It's true. At least one of them.
One person is definitely Tracy.
Look it up. Tracy is Tracy.
That's not a life I would recommend.
Oh, man.
I really like the singing on this album, I thought. And I could who the... David can probably fill this in. I should know, but I don't, who the two vocalists are. But I really enjoyed it. I thought they sounded good. in some ways, and for me, this was a much easier listen than the previous album. I think it is because it was more coherent. I didn't feel like it was just like, let me show you this cool record. Well, let me show you this cool record. I don't know.
I assume it's still Lucia Cifarelli is a lot of those vocals.
Yeah.
I've been working with him for an eternity.
Yeah, I figured that that was who the female vocals were, but I wasn't. But I can't remember which one of the guys is the vocalist.
Sasha Konietzko is most of it.
Yeah.
That's Captain K.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on this. It's her, of course, and Hyena. I was like, I'd be shocked if she were gone. It sounds, I mean, unless they found some Lucia clone or Lucia. But anyway, she's from Long Island, so she probably doesn't say it that way. But no, that's always been a thing with Escape Jam is the female vocals. And I do miss N. Ash for a bit, but that takes us back way to the early 90s. Mm-hmm. It's a band, though. Just like Tracy's a person, that is Tracy. So, is it time for songs?
Tracy is a person, made to be debatable, depending on who you're talking to.
That's fair.
I mean, you know, you could open up for KMFDM, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Possibly.
Leader? We're going to talk about Simlungs.
Let's do it.
It's only 44 minutes. I mean, I liked pretty much. Of course, I like most of it. I don't know. There's not as much variation as Gabe pointed out as Hyena. So on a certain level, if you like Let Go, you'll probably like what's coming after. And if you don't, you don't. But I thought Let Go was a good opener. I liked Push. On Airhead was pretty good. I liked Errol Koenig. So when they go full fairy tale, Totem Eggs is weird, but amusing to me. And I loved World War III. That's a track from there. When the year was that album? 2003, Spectre of the Iraq War. And so this sort of like World War 2023 reprise I thought was interesting. But I really do think this is kind of, if you like one, you're probably going to like most of them, but I'm willing to be proven wrong in 5 seconds as the other three of you talk. But
I would say, David, that what annoys you as a person, if you didn't like this album, there was something wrong. Like I'd be, my evaluation of you as a person, I'd be like, I don't know if I know David as well as I thought I did.
Body snatcher.
Yeah. Who are you? Where's David? What have you done
exactly
with that?
A clown to replace me. Yeah, no, of course I like this fucking album. I like spun it 3 times on the way to Nashville to pick my friend up. So okay. Just let it go.
For me, there's really 2 songs I pulled off this album. And I put them on my non-metal, like, everything playlist. And that's Airhead and Touch. But other than that, I mean, that's it for me on this album.
Neat.
I'm not necessarily going to go say Take the Ride. It's just right at that length where I'm not sure about that. But there are some fun tracks on here. By far, my favorite one is World War 2023. Mm-hmm. Love the track. I thought the opener and Push are a pretty good one, too. The open it.
Yeah.
When the Bell Tolls is pretty decent. And Turn the Light On.
So the only track that you need to listen to from this record is Turn the Light On. And Errol Koenig is like, techno Errol Koenig has been done like many times. I think this is a really stupid idea. And like, it's just totally out of place. It makes no sense.
There's a bunch of techno Errol Koenig.
There's at least one that I know of. Like, come on. Really? Also, like Goethe, come on. Like, you can find something better to do in 2024. Anyway, Totemy Eggs I liked, and World War 2023. That's a cool song. It makes it a little bit less cool now it's a reprise, but like, whatever. The last track is a throwaway. What the hell? Like, don't do that. It's stupid. Like, put a song there. Like, what are you doing?
That was the most 90s thing about this fucking album was that last track.
Yeah, it was. Well, shit. It's going great.
Yeah, now it's the times when we grade.
It is time for grades. So, David, how high of an A are you giving this?
Shut up! I gave the last one an A-, which was probably too high, but I've already locked myself out. I'm giving this an A- also. Shut up. Those earlier albums are fucking A's, A-pluses for me. So,
is this a 92, 90?
What would I give the last one, 91?
I don't know.
Probably. I'll just give this one a 91 again. Because I like it for slightly different reasons than I liked Hyena. But yeah, I'll put this at a solid A-, 91.
Okay.
Shut up.
I'm gonna pull that Jenga block out where it almost falls down, but you see it wobbly. It doesn't leave much room to go. I'm gonna give this a C minus.
I'll take it.
Wow. I think I'm going to go a little bit ahead of Tracy, which is kind of funny. I'm going to give it a C. I think there there are a few standout tracks on this, meaning exactly three. And one of them I would take and take for the entire record.
It's better than the D minus or whatever the hell you give.
Well, I think the approach just appeals to me a lot better. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to buy it and play it for all my friends or something.
At a dinner party, is that
especially like El Crone? Yeah. Wow, oh my god.
Well, I'm not going to come up to David Hyde's, but I am going to come up from where Gabe and Tracy are. I gave the last one, Hyena, a B-, I guess, and I enjoyed this one a little bit better. I don't know that it's that much better of an album, but my enjoyment will make me grade it slightly higher, and I'll give this a B.
Take it.
Right. That gives an average of 81. Okay. Would you buy this album,
gentlemen? I think it's probably just me.
I think it was. I don't. Ben, everyone here,
got
I think
silent. I think it's just me. Okay, I'll buy it. And that'll do.
David's like, I'll buy it. And it's going to be for gifts for all y'all.
We got three copies for $19.99. Yeah. Nice.
I don't know. I feel like you might find that album in the bargain bin pretty quick for $5.99.
Shut up. You're a bargain bin.
I am. That is me as a person, a bargain bin.
Speaking of bins, which makes no fun. Speaking of bargains, what are we doing next, Tracy?
Next, we are doing Borknagar's release for this year, and it's singularly titled Fall.
Not the most Tracy album that could have been picked, but a pretty damn Tracy album.
It's up there.
It's pretty Tracy.
Their previous album, which we did do a review for, was more of a Tracy album. That is for sure. Yeah. This one.
Was I on that one?
It was before your time.
Thank God. That happens occasionally. Now we've done so many albums. I'm like, what? I just don't remember.
I mean, and you were on, like, at this point, you've been on, like, 95% of the albums we've done. It's just, that 5%. It's like,
So 5%. Gabe's at, like, probably 85%. I mean, we're both up there.
Close, yeah.
When is the album 800? That's coming up, right?
That'll be later this year.
Woohoo.
I don't know the exact date. Awesome. Well, we'll talk about that when we reconvene. Thank you for listening. And Bacalas.
Bacal. Ultra Bacal. Heavy Bacal.
Ultra industrial Bacal.
Industrial Bacal.
Bacal.
That's how you end a podcast.
That is.